listener production.
Good morning, it's Lee Jollo. The Australian Medical Association says the Royal Hobart Hospital is in a state of crisis, with life-saving surgery being cancelled due to bed block, ambulance ramping and an overcrowded emergency department. And we're not even in the official flu season yet. AMA TAS spokesman Dr. Michael Lumsden-Steele says the Tassie Health Minister has to stage a meeting with the federal one to plan a way through winter.
Patients that should have been having open heart surgery and bypass surgery haven't been able to have their surgery because there's no ICU capacity in the Royal Hobart Hospital.
State and territory leaders will dial in for National Cabinet this morning, where violence against women will dominate discussions. They'll discuss ways to curb violence and better protect women following a recent spate of violent female deaths. The Tasmanian Law Reform Institute has released a new report recommending the state government introduce a human rights bill to Parliament. The report has been welcomed by advocates like Dr. Robin Banks, who's a founding member of the Tasmanian Human Rights Act campaign.
We really hope that now is a time when our new government in Tasmania can pick up this recommendation and do what we think is in the best interest of all Tasmanians to enact a human rights charter here.
Styx Forest defender Ali Alishar has been sentenced to 4 months in prison, having already spent 2 months in jail and with 1 month suspended. He'll be released from Risdon on May 19. And a ship has broken free and floated unmanned down the Tamar River. Bell Bay tugboats rushed to the Wayuna and managed to safely return the boat to its moorings. To sport now, when the Saints rolled the dice and failed at the AFL tribunal overnight, with Jack Higgins not overturning a three-match ban. The small forward's technique described as poor and dangerous, despite admitting power defender Alir Alir's kicking action contributed to the momentum of the tackle. And the Tigers' Tom Lynch says he's ahead of schedule in his return from a serious hamstring injury. He's resumed running and now 4 or 5 weeks away from playing.